Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Share it. Today we look at John chapter 15, verses 15 through 17. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. Imagine you're sitting around a campfire with a couple of friends. You just enjoyed a lovely evening of conversation when all of a sudden a few campers from the campsite over offer you the last of their s'mores supplies. You happily accept their gesture and stay out by the fire a little longer, enjoying all the goodness that s'mores have to offer. What a kind thing for those campers to do. They just freely gave you something so wonderful. You make a mental note to pass on that kind of generosity to others whenever you can. In our reading today, it says, "This is my command, love each other." And how do we do that? Sure, sharing s'mores is lovely, but earlier in this section from Scripture, it says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." John 15:9-10. We love by putting him above all else. We love by building people up with our words instead of tearing them down. We love by being happy for others and being content with what we have. We love by cleansing our hearts of hate and loving others as he loves them. Our resurrection reality showers us with so much love that we don't deserve. We struggle with loving others throughout the day. Maybe it's a student who has been giving us trouble, or a parent that isn't partnering with us as much as we would like. It might even be a coworker that we just don't work well with. And yet, we are called to freely love the way that we are freely loved, to shower others with acts of kindness, patience, gentleness. See Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. People we know, people we don't know, people that are easy to love, people that are notoriously difficult to love. There are no limits to his love, so there should be no limits to our love for others. When we fall short, because we constantly will, give thanks to the one who loves us perfectly, unconditionally, and constantly. It's better than a sweet treat. It's the love of Jesus, and it's ours. Share it. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us when we fall short in showing love to others. Please help us love like you. Help us to share your love freely and often. Thank you for being our perfect example. Amen. A question to consider. Write down a few names of people that you want to show love to this week. Be intentional on how to show his love to them. May God bless your efforts. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.